Have you ever felt a connection so powerful that one moment could rewrite your entire future? For Tess Owens, it wasn't just romantic fantasy. It was the spark that set her carefully constructed world ablaze. At her best friend Rachel's unconventional wedding, Tess allowed herself one night of freedom after separating from her controlling husband, Troy. During the celebration, she shared a dance with Jacksonville Rays hockey star Ryan Langley, a man 10 years her junior who had been captivated by her since they first met. What Tess didn't know was that a caterer with a camera phone captured their intimate moment, setting off a chain reaction that would force her to confront everything she'd been running from. When these images reached her prestigious law firm, Tess faced a devastating double standard, placed on leave for violating a morality clause while her husband's well-known affair was dismissed because he wasn't photographed. The photos were just the beginning. When Tess confronted Troy about finalizing their divorce, he physically assaulted her, pressing her against her desk with his hand around her throat. "You're holding the match," he threatened, giving her an ultimatum: stay married to protect his reputation or watch him destroy her career. This moment of terror became her catalyst for fleeing Cincinnati and accepting a job offer from Elmari Mars Kinnunen to manage his sea turtle conservation nonprofit in Jacksonville. Meanwhile, Ryan Langley was experiencing a career-defining moment, landing a million-dollar Nike endorsement that validated his journey from childhood poverty to NHL stardom. The universe's peculiar sense of humor manifested in a housing mix-up when both ended up staying at Ilmari's bungalow during Ryan's injury recovery. What began as a reluctant roommate situation quickly evolved into something deeper as they navigated their attraction while confronting their individual demons. The chemistry between Tess and Ryan was undeniable, but their path to intimacy was complicated by her trauma and his hidden struggles. Their age difference, Tess at 33 and Ryan at 22, created a dynamic where she initially believed she needed to protect him from her mess, while Ryan repeatedly demonstrated a surprising emotional intelligence. As their physical relationship deepened, so did their emotional connection. Ryan's tenderness, his insistence on aftercare, his genuine interest in Tess's pleasure, his willingness to be vulnerable, began breaking down the walls around her heart. When he told her, "You're not invisible to me. From the moment we met, you're the only thing I see," it struck at her deepest wound, feeling unseen throughout her marriage and life. Yet Tess continued pushing Ryan away, convinced she would inevitably ruin his life as Troy had threatened. Just as Tess began embracing the possibility of a future with Ryan, Troy escalated his harassment. He tracked her to Jacksonville, sending shredded divorce papers and threatening notes. The situation reached a breaking point when Tess received surveillance photos of her and Ryan in intimate situations, evidence someone had been watching them through windows. Troy's ultimatum was clear: return to Cincinnati or he would release the explicit photos to tabloids, potentially destroying Ryan's career and endorsement deals. When Ryan discovered her packed suitcase and the threatening photos, he refused to let her face Troy alone. "Whatever happens, we face it together." This marked a turning point for Tess, who had been running from confrontation her entire life. The confrontation came at a fundraising gala when Troy appeared unexpectedly and cruelly exploited Ryan's hidden vulnerability, severe dyslexia, by handing him legal documents in tiny font. This forced Ryan to reveal his closely guarded secret. "Most days, it's so bad I can hardly read anything. It's exhausting and embarrassing." Rather than continuing to run, Ryan and Tess decided to take control of the narrative. With his teammates' support, Ryan confronted Troy at his workplace, exposing his harassment and threatening legal action that could result in disbarment. Meanwhile, Tess had a final confrontation with her former mother-in-law, who had enabled Troy's behavior throughout their marriage. Instead of seeking vengeance, Tess demanded they both attend therapy and make a substantial donation to her organization. When questioned about letting Troy off the hook, she explained that fighting him in court would just be another way of letting him control her life. "He's taken enough from me." This decision represented Tess's true liberation, choosing to move forward rather than remaining tethered to the past through anger. In a symbolic ritual, she whispered her pain into a seashell before throwing it into the ocean, affirming, "I am strong and confident. I am beautiful and kind. I am powerful. I am wanted. I am loved." Their story culminates in the creation of a home, both physical and emotional. Ryan purchases an oceanfront beach house with his new $20 million contract, complete with a specially designed art studio for Tess. Though understanding her complex relationship with marriage, Ryan makes his commitment clear while respecting her boundaries. Their arrangement defies conventional labels as they agree to build a life together without societal constraints. The emotional peak arrives during a pre-playoff hockey game when Ryan spots Tess wearing his jersey, customized with Mrs. Langley across the back, holding a sign asking him to marry her. The stadium erupts as he skates to the glass, nodding enthusiastically. In a perfect circle moment, Tess reveals she's arranged a wedding in Turks and Caicos after playoffs, while Ryan produces a vintage sapphire ring he'd purchased a year earlier, proving his unwavering commitment despite never pressuring her. Their beach house becomes a sanctuary filled with both her artwork and his hockey memorabilia, representing their seamless blend of two different worlds. A powerful theme is rediscovering one's authentic self after years of suppression. During her marriage, Tess dimmed her light to meet Troy's restrictive expectations. With Ryan, she gradually reclaims her playful, passionate nature, her wild self. When Tess expresses fear about this side of herself, her friend wisely notes, "Wild Tess is yours before she belongs to anyone else." Through spontaneous road trips and returning to rock climbing, she reclaims not just her sexuality, but her joy and inherent power. The novel shows how society often pressures women to make themselves smaller. Through Tess's journey, we see that true love provides a safe space where our authentic selves can flourish without judgment. What might be possible if, instead of fearing the fire of our desires and authentic selves, we fanned those flames? Their story suggests that with the right partner, our individual flames merge to create something more powerful than either could achieve alone. Sometimes what appears destructive, a marriage ended, a facade burned away, is actually clearing ground for authenticity. When we embrace rather than flee the flames, we discover that fire transforms and illuminates us into becoming our truest selves.